And, you know, I noticed just within the last, I don't know, week or so, you had a tweet. I assume this is referring to, sadly, the Tulsa shooting or Charlotte. Unfortunately, there are too many to mention. But, you know, this is the process. Administrative leave. The guy was a thug. Trail. Officers not guilty. Next incident. Then repeat. I'm just curious, what's your take on this movement that Colin Kaepernick has started about the national anthem?
It's really not about the national anthem that I really think he's trying to get something across.
No, good point. Good point. Yes,
he's just trying to get the awareness out of what's going on in our society. A lot of people want to play blind to it, but you can't, because every time you turn on the news, you actually see it all the time. I understand people want to get mad about the national anthem and stuff like that, but if you really want to get mad about the national anthem, you might want to go back to the first original way it was made. So people understand why, but it's really not about it. It's about awareness of what we got going on in our country, what we see in everyday society. It's not safe for nobody to really go outside the door and do things like we used to and just have fun and smile. It's crazy right now. I hope things get better. I hope the awareness actually get out and people start actually understanding, educating themselves about what's really going on and not being one-sided and one-minded about things. Don't be one-sided about things. You know, play from both sides. Be devil advocate. Play from both sides. And put yourself in the position sometimes when you see things happening and you want to be quick to jump to conclusions. Put yourself in that position. Then you'll see a different outlook from it. But, hey, that's just my opinion, and everybody else got their own.
Hey, and, you know, Ricky, you hit it perfect. You know, you said educate yourself. And basically, we were all guilty at times and in different walks of life of emotionally jumping to an instant conclusion. You couldn't be more correct about there. To educate ourselves is so right. So I would ask this, and I asked Steve this last week, I'm trying to figure it out, and I know you are, and I know we all are, at least if we're trying to educate ourselves, trying to make society better. When will we know, you know, this movement, and I call it a movement because it's becoming one. It's not just one guy now. It's starting to, you know, grab some tread, and we're rolling with this. When will we know? Is it going to be a statistic that says, you know, innocent kids or African Americans are shot less next year, or will we see more white people involved? When will we know that we start to see where it's tangible, we can tell this is making a difference?
I wish I could tell you, but I really can't tell you.
Yeah, me either.
It's just still crazy because it's still like we're repeating history again. The things that went on in the 50s and 60s, we in 2016, we're going to do the same thing we went through then. And back then you couldn't even tell, like you said, when do the movement, when do the revolution actually, you see a change. To me personally, you're never going to really see a change. It's not going to change until a few people put their foot down. And I'm talking about people in very high places, not just normal everyday citizens. Because don't get me wrong, the citizens can do something about it. But most people don't overlook it, don't put it to the side. That's not important because it's not affecting them, so it's not important. But at some given point, I don't know what it may be, but it's going to be something very large that happens that you're going to know that the movement or what we have going on right now is making a change to our culture.
Ricky Jean-Francois joining us, defensive end with Washington's NFL team. How much is this talked about, you know, on a daily basis inside your locker room?
I can't hear you. Repeat that question again.
How much do you guys talk about this in the locker room every day now? I understand maybe when it started a month ago, everyone's talking about it. Are you guys still discussing this? In other words, what to do during the national anthem, what we're going to do outside of work, how can we bring attention to this issue? Is it talked about, you know, on a daily basis?
It's not really talked about on an everyday basis because everybody can have their own personal opinion about it. And we don't want to forget what's the real task at hand before we end up going to something that everybody had their own side to. So before we even get to that, we might as well just go ahead and leave it alone. But we're going to talk among people that are willing to open their mouths and actually hold that conversation. Because just remember, when you're talking about race and what's going on right now, it's really, really a sensitive topic. And people really don't want to get into that. That's why people say when it comes to race, religion, and politics, those three things in America, for some funny reason, we can't talk about, because if we do, somebody will be rubbed the wrong way, somebody going to feel some type of way because you don't have the same thought that I have. So we talk about it, but we don't talk about it as much, and there's no need for us to talk about it as much because like I said, somebody gonna feel the type of way. We're not trying to get in people's feelings. We're grown men, so it's not time to get in your feelings.
Boy, is he right. Everybody's offended by
right,
something.
That's why that's I like right. talking yeah. about it. I like yeah. that uncomfortable yeah. feeling because I think it can help enact change
well,
personally.
Uncomfortable ain't a bad thing sometimes, and in this case it sure isn't. Ricky, let's get to you guys on the field. Boy, did you need that one last week, huh, my man?
Woo!
We needed that big. We needed to get the ball rolling. I feel like the ball was stuck in one area. We had to go to New York and MetLife and beat a good New York Giants team, and I'm happy we pulled that off. Now we got the ball actually rolling. Now we got to keep putting those wins together, but we have to start doing it the correct way, minus the penalty, minus the turnovers, minus the MEs. Everybody got to start getting on their P's and Q's because now it feels like as we see our schedule going, our schedule gets no easier, nowhere, no time soon. Even though we got the Browns the next week, you know, you got the Ravens, you got Philadelphia Eagles. We got so many playoff caliber teams at no given time. Only thing we should be doing each game is learning how to execute and learning how to manipulate our playbook and knowing how to execute against different teams we play against.
And I'm going to tell you real quick, Steve, about that is even the Cleveland Browns, they're grown men getting paid too, and they don't like to be embarrassed each week, so they'll show up.